you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Friday. I don't know why I say that. I guess for most of us, for me, it's like I get to sleep in. That's about it. But pre-COVID, Friday was a big deal, wasn't it? Wasn't it a big deal back in those days?
Well, there might be something you were doing on the weekend.
That was it, Nick.
Yeah.
That was it.
What are you doing this weekend, Nick?
Well, you do got something this
weekend. I'm going to be at the Farmhouse Lounge at Weeping Water tomorrow night with Richard Reese, Austin Anderson, and John Tom.
All right.
8 p.m.
Yeah, that used to be a conversation among people. What are you doing this weekend?
Right. It's almost ironic. Yeah. Ironic and sad now when I say it. What are you doing?
My God.
Thumb ass.
Hanging out.
Thumb ass. Thumb ass.
Same as last weekend.
Thumb ass. Craig, though, he'll be announcing a racetrack, I'm sure, somewhere.
Dog, pups.
Thumb,
there's
ass.
Always that.
Thumb, my ass. Not,
right,
the,
pups,
not the pups,
ass.
I'd be wrong. Pups, ass, peanut butter.
I told you I sought out the guy who I thought coined the phrase, effing the dog and selling the pups, meaning you're not doing anything.
That's a North Dakota thing.
And
I've never heard that.
He thought that I coined the phrase. We're unsure of the origin.
Well, we know it didn't catch on.
It's got to be one of you two.
I've never heard
which
it.
One of you has four dogs in the house and breeds puppies?
But I didn't at the time.
No, but that's I've never heard
I
that.
Was 19 years old.
We obviously had the inclination.
Effing the dog and selling the pup.
You and I and Craig grew up in three different parts of the country and about the same time period. And we knew all kinds of old references and we'd all heard them. That one never went past your house, I don't think.
No, apparently not.
I mean, you said it like we all would say, oh, yeah, after the dog selling the pups. I've never heard that. I mean, Craig mentioned swimming with bow-legged women. We all laughed because we all knew what that meant. We've done that a zillion times. Our grandparents, our dads told us old jokes, so we all knew those. And they were national. They weren't just regional. I know for a fact you and I have talked about a bunch of stuff, Todd, that over the years that we all knew as kids. And you were in North Dakota. I was in Pennsylvania. Two completely different areas of the country. But effing the dog and selling the pups never caught on. But you said like that day, we've all knew it.
Yeah, like it's a common phrase.
You know what they say.
No, they don't say that.
No, they don't. Yeah.
To me, it was.
It was just weird, man. It was
great. The bestiality-based folksy sayings are hard to get any traction.
Exactly. Yeah, that must have been you. You know what they say about the pretty cows? Puss would always say that. We go, no, we don't.
Can't sell that one.
Never heard that one. Never heard that. You tell us what they say about the pretty cows.
About the bow-legged cows.
I can bow them for you, like Craig said earlier.
Yeah, I know we've tossed that
out there. Comedian Sean Gannett in a half hour.
I've got no email saying, yeah, we use that phrase a lot too. Yeah. No one. Said no one.
Yeah, that should have been apparent when the entire room went, huh?
What's up, Craig?
Well, there's that, I'm not sure how to say Mr. Sivaran's first name, Kema, K-E-M-A-H.
Who is he?
He is the undrafted rookie for the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
That is now kicked off the team.
What do you do?
He tried to sneak a woman into the team's hotel during the pandemic.
Did a guy was shot at making the team? A lot of guys.
He's on the team.
A lot of guys are in camp and they get cut and
yeah,
they realize.
He was a rookie.
Okay.
Was he? I don't.
Was he drafted?
Undrafted rookie.
Yeah. So he.
But you can still get. I mean,
he's still in a shot. Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, they get signed all the time.
Right.
Yeah, they get signed all the time.
I saw Sarah Colonna tweet something out about that yesterday.
The woman was trying to disguise herself as a player.
Man, well, you know what? You're gone. He probably get kicked off the team post COVID.
Yeah, but this is
yeah.
Just that's, showing.
I saw Jeff Schwartz on Twitter. He used to play. He'd be like, this, "You would have been gone,
no matter
even
what,
any training camp,
right,
sneaking
right.
a woman in." Yeah, but, those guys just have to bang each other during training camp.
Damn right.
But this just shows how absolutely committed they are to the security
right.
measures.
Like, I'm going to find a chick that looks like a player and bang that beast.
I was thinking that too, Todd.
Bang that beast.
She was disguised as a backup offensive lineman.
Is that the woman you want to sneak in?
No.
The offensive, the one that might pass as an offensive lineman?
Nope.
You don't know what he likes.
She's the backup.
Well,
right
I'm asking, that, is that what you want in? The one that passes as an offensive lineman?
No.
In a video posted to TikTok by Caitlin Nesbitt, she and her extended family were vacationing in a remote Maryland woodland.
By the way, we don't salute our leaders nearly enough for attacking TikTok, one of the biggest problems facing our nation now. And I'm glad our governor and our president are trying to face that down.
Our governor does that too?
Oh, yeah.
Dumbass.
You can't have TikTok on a state device in our state.
Such a dumbass.
What a kiss ass.
That's all he is. He's Trump's bitch. That's all he is. Yes, you are. If you're listening to us now, governor, you're Trump's bitch.
Yeah, Nick pointed it out the other day.
This dude cannot hand us that award
next
summer.
It's the human centipede.
Right.
The mayor has her lips sewed to the governor's
right,
ass.
Right.
The governor has his lips sewed to the president's ass.
Right.
And he's leading the way.
Right.
Yeah. And his mouth is attached to Putin's ass.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It goes on and on and on.
Forgot about that part of the centipede.
He's the head. I haven't seen that movie. I don't think I really don't have any desire to watch it.
That one scares the hell. That's the thing nightmares are made of.
I think there's a couple, isn't there?
Because I know the premise, and I thought, I don't know how they even did that without making just... when they were filming it, like, this is why are we doing this? This is too gross and too weird, even for a horror movie.
Yeah, I have no desire.
The premise is just horrible. And we're not even going to say it on the air. It just seems.
We just totally described it.
I think we just described it.
Well, you did. It did, but except the premise is, well, you're right.
Yeah.
It goes through their whole systems. I don't even want to think about it. I mean, yeah, we all know what it meant.
That's super nasty.
Right.
They got made.
I know it did. That's what I mean. It got made.
And it's stuck in, like, the psyche.
I know.
Oh, it's a cult classic.
But I've never seen it, and I still don't want to think about it.
I have no desire to see that.
No, hell no.
Well, those horror movies, again, they're so scary.
But once again,
I don't like
a regular horror
scary.
Movie I can watch.
No.
This one.
Yeah. Well, scary and disgusting are two different things.
Yeah, exactly.
This is downright disgusting.
Right.
And that's coming from us.
Yeah. Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In a video posted to TikTok by Caitlin Nesbitt, she and her extended family were vacationing in a remote Maryland woodland.
Oh, kids.
The video shows a bear sitting with them at their picnic table.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh. Wow.
Dude's taking a selfie with was it a black bear?
Some of the family were seated at the picnic table having sandwiches and beer. They said the bear just emerged from the surrounding trees and sat down at the picnic table. One of the men in the group grabs a loaf of bread, points his finger at the bear, seemingly tell it to wait for the sandwich to be ready. The bear seems fine with this. Once it's ready, the man holds the sandwich in front of the bear and it slowly takes it from his hand. Another person starts to make a second sandwich in case the bear wants a second sandwich. A guy at the other end of the table takes the once 12-pack box of beer, off of the table and out of the line of sight of the bear, so he doesn't take the beer, at least.
First of all, how many
selfies were taken?
How many experts told people never to do this?
Nesbitt said, eventually, the mama just walked back into the woods. She said, this was a friend's cabin, and they said that the bear's always around. It never really bothers them. Uh-huh. Someone in the group are used to being out in the wild, so we were told to not make any sudden movements
and just stay where we are. I get that part.
Most of us, she said, were scared to death and filmed from the deck.
Oh, yeah.
But
was a dog's, does a bear react to the smell of fresh human poop? Because that's what I'd be doing. I'd be like sitting here pooping myself. I mean, I'd be so scared. I'd be so scared.
And see, that's the thing. You're supposed to act like that.
Right.
Oh, you're not thinking about the selfie?
Nope. I'm not thinking about making the bear a sandwich either. I'm making the bear a sandwich last night. I am actually thinking about sneaking off that picnic table and slowly walking back towards that cabin and running in. And
no, some my people's pants first off. Thought is this would look great on Instagram.
Immediately.
But the bear could actually swing right or left and just kill somebody.
They just swipe you with the paw.
In a heartbeat.
I would have been shaking like crazy making that sandwich. The bread's shaking. The mayonnaise is shaking.
I was reading a piece the other day.
I have to ask you if they want mayonnaise.
The impact.
You don't want a pissed off bear.
Do you like pickles?
I think it was a peanut butter sandwich.
The impact of Instagram. There's a place outside of Page, Arizona. It's called Horseshoe Bend or something like that. It's a bend in the Colorado River.
Right.
And people like to take pictures of it. I have a big picture of it in the living room. And 8 years ago, there were 4,000 visitors to this place. That's when we went. It was a long time ago.
Right.
Now, they get over 4 million people a year visiting that place because somebody saw it on Instagram.
Man.
And everybody's got to go get their Instagram picture taken at Horseshoe Bend.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a tourist attraction. People are going to go to visit.
Oh, yeah,
visit.
But it was a well-kept secret.
I know. But
for a long time.
This is the continual cycle of the outdoors guy.
I know.
I love to go to the outdoors and tell people that the outdoors is great and they should go outdoors, and then they go outdoors to the places I want to go outdoors, and damn it, I don't want to go there anymore.
I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out the impact of Instagram.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
It's a big increase.
But that guy does exist.
Yes, he does.
You know.
Nobody goes there anymore. It's too packed. That kind of guy.
I get it. There's an argument to be made. Going outside and seeing that stuff, it's really cool. But then all bunch of people show up, and you're mad because a bunch of people showed up.
All right, pilot buddy checks in here. I have a 60-something-year-old pilot friend from North Dakota. I asked him about your phrase, and he's never heard of it. What sort of sick friends do you have in Nebraska? Was his exact quote. Oh, he's coming to see you tomorrow night, too, Nick.
All right.
Nice.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He'll be the one showing up in a 737.
That's right. They loan him one when he's not working.
Yeah. They got an airstrip in Weeping Water.
Yeah, but Lincoln to Weeping Water with a 737, I think you're probably just crop dusting.
No, he's good enough. He could land that.
Yeah, there's going to be space. He could park the plane.
Yeah,
I took off from a plane in Weeping Water.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did not use it to get back down.
No, you jumped.
Didn't need
it's
it.
Badass.
Jumped.
Did not need it.
William Shatner.
Did everybody just jump out of the plane? Don't they use disposable planes?
Not the one-eyed pilot.
Okay.
Not the one-eyed pilot stayed in.
The one-eyed hungover pilot did not.
I don't know how hungover he was. No. He just got hit the night before by some woman throwing stuff at the party in the eye.
Yeah. They should make disposable planes for that.
Really?
So everybody can jump out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or not re-
Yeah. And then it just disintegrates in midair.
That's a good
thing. Like it burns up in reentry.
That's a good adventure.
So it can't just land itself like these new rockets do?
Well, I suppose you could do that, too. But I think it'd be easier just to have it blow up.
Well, it would be easier, yeah.
Just disintegrate.
Well, yeah, then the pilot doesn't have to be lonely while he's landing the plane. Yeah. Everybody's jumping out.
And they do feel for the one-eyed
everybody
pilot.
Left. Yeah. Everybody left me.
Yeah. All my friends are gone.
And the people that bought a package.
Right. Wish I could jump with them.
William Shatner says that to him, being called a straight, white, cis man is a slur.
What's a cis man?
Cisgender, I think, is...
It's like straight.
What we all are.
Male, female.
Oh, come on. Yeah. I like William Shatner. I thought he's a pretty woke dude. Why does he care? I don't think that's a slur.
No, I don't think it is either.
I'm a straight, white man. I don't care.
Well, see, cisgender and straight are... a little different.
Okay.
Oh.
What's cisgender?
It is a Cisgender is a word used to describe gender identity. Straight is used to describe sexual orientation. So you can be a cisgender straight man.
Yeah.
Or you can even be a cisgender gay man.
But you just identify as a dude.
Right.
Yes.
So I still don't get why it's a slur.
Denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender corresponds with their birth sex.
He says some need labels and categories to separate people in order to harass or debase them. The only time cis is used when referring to me is in that way. Do we need these labels in order to communicate? No. So those that use them, when describing others, are doing it for negative reasons.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
he's making a thing out of nothing. I don't know the outrage at
much
all.
Much ado about nothing on this one.
Just nothing.
Yeah, but he is offended, and I had to learn exactly what the cis thing meant anyway. I didn't quite know, and now we know.
Yeah, and I find it
difficult. Gender identity.
It's difficult for me to get upset about that.
Yeah,
isn't there a legal battle over horse semen he should be seeing to or something?
All right.
I mean, this.
What is semen?
I think he won that one.
Did he win?
But I'm not sure.
But I mean that. I mean, if this is what your day is consumed with,
right.
You know, just find a hobby, Bill.
Yeah, he needs to start working on another album.
Yeah.
I never heard the last one.
No. You had me in horse semen. That's an old saying from the Southwest Iowa. You had me in horse semen. Yeah.
Nope. That must be a back east thing.
F-ing the horse, selling the foals.
Selling the semen.
That's a Kentucky thing.
That's what we used to say.
Maryland, too. They like this. That's a big
F-ing the horse, selling the semen. All right, dude. I prefer a thumb up my ass.
That's talking to Dave. Yeah. Yes, it did.
That's a national one. Right. When you're a boy, what are you doing? Sitting here with my thumb in my ass, which I always thought was a great reference. That nobody, where'd that originate from?
You know, we've asked this question before.
We really have.
Yeah.
We've asked this question before.
But everybody knows what it means.
Right.
Had to be some dude that just did that a lot.
Well, there had to be somebody actually too, though. I mean, there's got to be a kid. I'll reference saying sometimes. Where my son and my daughter have never heard before because they're just growing up. So it must come out of the blue when a kid first hears, what are you doing? I'm sitting here with my thumb up my ass. Well, that's kind of weird, Dad. But they had to.
Well, not from Dad.
But the first time we heard that as a kid, we didn't know what it meant either. So it quickly became in the lexicon, though.
Right.
So.
Well, you immediately assume what that means.
You kind of do, but why thumb in your ass? Can't you be bored without your thumb in your ass?
Or it's just,
No.
I know.
Not super bored.
It's in our psyche so much now. You can't be that.
I don't think it means you're bored. It just means you're doing nothing.
Well, that's what I mean. Doing nothing. Yeah.
Well, you're not officially bored until the thumb meets the ass. I mean, up until then, it's not. No.
You might
and
think
then,
you're bored.
I'm so bored. Boredom's out the window. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's a good explanation. Where does this come from? Phrases.org out of the UK. It's a more emphatic version of sitting on your hands or twiddling your thumbs.
Okay.
So they took the ass and the thumb and combined that.
Is your phrase on there?
Yeah. Which one? No, I have.
Yeah. I can't find his phrase.
There's no source for that. That's all in my head.
What kind of sick friend do you have in Nebraska?
At least they've had the good sense not to write that phrase down anywhere.
Todd just told thousands of
it's
people.
It's not on the internet.
That was made up.
If it's not on the internet, you made it up.
Right.
Wow.
That's true.
This thumb up the ass thing has had to have led to a bunch of kids sticking their thumb up their ass.
Yeah. Trying to, yeah.
Oh, it's on the internet.
From you.
Yeah, it's toddsblog.com.
Favorite cookies coming up.
Yeah, it's an exaggeration of screwing the pooch.
I know that.
Which means nothing.
I've heard that too, but I've never heard your dog and selling the offspring. It's weird, man. Yeah.
Half human, half dog.
Right. They've taken screwing the pooch to the next level.
Yeah, you have too.
By selling the pups.
Yeah. Well, now it's a business.
Well, they would be valuable if they're half human.
Yeah, they would. Man, I'm so glad my dog. We have two dogs. One of them's so dumb. I'm so glad that dog can't talk.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
I don't think he would have lasted at the house for long.
Well, yeah, just because of what it's seen.
Yeah, then that.
Yeah. We're glad all dogs can't talk, actually.
I have, like, there have been some nights, though, where like, oh, I'll have one more drink. I go to make a drink, and the dog's looking at me like, really?
I know.
We shouldn't you be in bed, dude? Oh, Tucker knows. Yeah. All right. I'll just go to bed.
Yeah. I'm being shamed by my dog.
14% capacity at the Kentucky Derby this year. No one's allowed in the infield. Everyone has their temperature checked, and everyone has to wear face coverings.
What's 14%? They just measure the seats or what?
14% of the record capacity set at the 2015 race.
Got it. Just weird to say using 14%.
Right.
Seems like an odd number.
But they may be counting the infield there, and you're not allowed in the infield this year.
They should make people wear 6-foot hats.
They do that anyway.
Yeah. They do anyway, but just extend them 3 or 4 more feet.
So only rich people can go to the Kentucky Derby?
There will be no standing room only or walk-around tickets sold.
Yeah.
That's all Millionaire's Row, then. If they're going to shut down the infield and the standing room only part.
Yeah.
That's just for, you know, people to go be seen.
When was the last race? Where are we at now?
Oh, they're still running.
I know. I'm talking about the Triple Crown.
It was like a month ago.
Was it?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like 6 weeks or so in between each leg now.
Yeah, except they usually start with the Kentucky Derby. They push that back to the last one, right? So the Belmont and
the Preakness.
They both already ran?
The Belmont ran
one already.
Was it the Belmont?
I thought it was the Preakness.
I thought the Preakness ran too. But
one of them ran, then the Derby, and then I think the other one.
I'm not sure. The third one after that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure on that. I don't know.
It's all screwed up. Yeah.
Wednesday at Custer State Park in South Dakota. There is video of this. A woman, 54-year-old woman from Iowa, had to be airlifted to the hospital because she went over at the Custer State Park in South Dakota and decided to pet the young buffalo in the herd of buffalo.
Petting the buffalo.
Last night.
The young buffalo. And so,
the buffalo.
Another buffalo came over and suggested that she not do that.
That might have been mom.
Yeah.
Her belt, the woman's belt, hooked around one of the animal's horns.
Whoa. Ooh. So up in the air?
And, she just got tossed around by the head of the buffalo.
Is there a video of that?
Yeah.
Is she okay?
She avoided any serious long-term injuries.
We're in Iowa, in case she's listening.
She'd gotten off her... I don't know.
I'd like her to call.
I don't know. Yeah. The woman had gotten off her motorcycle. This is a group of motorcyclists.
Oh, she may be suffering from...
In South Dakota. I wonder where they were going from or to.
Yeah, Sturgis, yeah.
She had gotten off her motorcycle and approached this bison calf. An adult bison came charging, catching her belt and jeans on its horn.
Okay, I was trying to be nice, but she's obviously dumb.
The woman was totally apparently safe because her pants came off. She fell to the ground unconscious. The bison ran off with the rest of the herd.
She could have been dead.
Yeah.
Easily.
She is suffering from, there is video. I think they call it shaken dumbass syndrome. That's what she's suffering from.
Yeah, I heard that
now.
Was just a kid, right?
Yeah.
I'm posting the video right now.
She ain't wearing no mask.
Or pants.
I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.